I'm going to direct your attention to verse 20 for just a few minutes tonight. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. I know Brother Leonard talked about this story to the adults this morning. Adam covered it in the young people. But again, I just want you to think with me for a few minutes about the shepherds. They're on their way back to the sheep. They're on their way back to the hills. They're on their way back to a way of life and a routine of life that they and their fathers and their grandfathers had lived. I mean, they were going back to the hills around Bethlehem. They were going back to the sheep that they'd left probably the night before. They were going back to a place that they'd been many, many times to do what they've done over and over again, tend to their sheep, take care of their sheep. Everything about the scene was very familiar. Again, they had probably been children and had joined their fathers and their grandfathers, and now they were men and were responsible for keeping their sheep and had their children and maybe their grandchildren by their side as they did. And the past 24 hours or so, and again, I don't know the exact time, but let me just use that as an example. The past 24 hours had been the most exciting, remarkable, marvelous, whatever adjectives you want to use, had been the most remarkable 24 hours in their whole life. Again, they were in a familiar place doing a thing that they had done all their life when suddenly the routine was shattered. A bright light, brighter than lightning, shone from heaven. And an angel appeared unto them, and the glory of the Lord, the Bible says, shone round about them. And I'm sure, as it says there, that they were sore afraid. I mean, they were frightened. And I'm sure they huddled together. If there were little children there in with the shepherds that night, I'm sure they ran to their daddy and buried their faces in the robes that they wore. And this angel, as he appeared, said in a very loud voice, I think it was louder than thunder, he said, "Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be unto all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And then in a twinkling of an eye, the heavens were filled with a host of angels. Like the Sunday school lesson said this morning, an army of angels. And praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And then, just as quickly as they had come, they were gone. The night was dark again. The moon and the stars were shining. And I can just imagine. I don't know about you, but I think after that, I would just be shaking. Even though the angels were gone, I'd still be in awe of what I had just seen. And I think the shepherds were that same way. And they said, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's find this thing. Let's see this thing which the Lord hath made known unto us." And the Bible says they came with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now again, the Bible doesn't say, but I don't think they went back to the hills right away. I think they lingered. I think they went into the stable and they told Mary and Joseph what had happened. And I think Mary and Joseph might have told them. I think Mary might have shared her visit from an angel with them. I think Joseph might have shared his dream that God gave him to take Mary as his wife with the shepherds. I think they shared with one another. I think they worshiped the little baby Savior, the little baby Jesus. And maybe they stayed most of the night, and now it's the next day. And now they're headed back again to their routine. Now they're headed back to the hills. Now they're headed back again to take care of the sheep. And the Bible says in verse 20, they returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Tomorrow is the 26th of December. Christmas is over. Most of us will be going back to our routine. We've enjoyed a special time the last few days. I mean, you know, when Christmas comes, we break our routine. We do things that we don't normally do. We get together with family. And as many of you told me when you came in, oh, I ate too much today. I feel miserable. And we eat probably more than we should. And we enjoy a special time. People come from out of town, or we go out of town to visit. And so we enjoy a special time, a time that's not routine. And I know many of you have close families, and many of you get together with your families often, but there's something special about Christmas time. There's something special with the get-togethers that are different than any other time of year. But tomorrow, the 26th of December, most of us will be going back to our routine. We'll be going back to the normal day-to-day schedule of life. So here's a question I want to ask you tonight. How are you going back tomorrow to the routine? To the and I know Phyllis said shopping. I saw that, Phyllis. Most of us are not going shopping. I'm not. But how are you going to go back? Tonight, here's the point I want to make. I think we should go back to the routine, to the normality of life, so to speak, the same way that the shepherds returned that night or the next day, whenever it was, glorifying and praising God. Glorifying and praising God. And tonight, I want to give you three things that they did that we can do to go back glorifying and praising God. Now, these three things are not dependent on God. These are three things that we can initiate in our life. Three things that we can do. And so tonight, real simple message, I just want to share with you these three things. Number one, the shepherds heard from God. They heard from God. I mean, the Bible says it was an angel of the Lord. And so as that angel spoke, it was God speaking to those shepherds. As the angel spoke, he was delivering God's message. It wasn't man's message. It wasn't the angel's message. It was a message of the Lord. And the Bible says that the glory of the Lord, as they were delivering God's message, the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. Yes, I think they were afraid because they were seeing something that they'd never seen before, but part of their fear was not an afraid fear, but it was an awe. I mean, they knew that they were hearing from heaven. They knew that their God was speaking to them directly. And part of that fear, again, was not the fear of being afraid, although I think they were afraid because of the angels. But part of that was just knowing that they were hearing directly from God. You know, in the Bible, God spoke to men in different ways. He did use angels. On many occasions, we find the angels delivering a message to God's people. Other times, he used dreams to reveal things to his people. But today, he doesn't use angels. He doesn't use dreams. He uses this book. He uses the Bible. And would to God that we would recognize and understand that this is the Word of God, and as we read it and as we hear it, that it is just as much God speaking to us as he spoke through to the shepherds through the angels. Would to God that as we hear it and as we read it, that we would understand that if we could see it, the glory of God shines round about us. And with the same sense of awe and with the same sense of wonder that the shepherds had when they heard from God, that we could have that same awe and that same fear that they did. You see, most of us, when we read this book, we don't. We don't. We read it like we do any other book. We read it like we do any other author. But when we read this, when we hear it, We need to remember and understand, hey, this is the Creator, our Creator speaking to us. This is the omnipotent God speaking to us. This is the omniscient, the God that knows everything, speaking to us. And would to God we could have the same wonder and the same sense of awe when we open this book and when we read it, when we hear it preached, that the shepherds did when the angels spoke to them. So they heard from God. Number two, they proved God. They said, let's go. Let's go now. Let's see this thing that God has told us about. Let's see this thing which has come to pass. There wasn't any doubt in their mind. They knew that what God had said he was going to do. They knew that the message that God delivered to them through the angels, they were going to find it just as God said they would. The Bible says they didn't waste any time. They came with haste, and just like God said, they went to the city of Bethlehem. And just like God said, they went to a stable. And just like God said, they found a little baby wrapped in swaddling clothes. And just like God said, he was lying in a manger. Over and over in the Bible, God invites us to prove him. He invites us to prove him. He says, I want you to hear my word, and then I want you to put it to the test. I want you to hear my promises, and then I want you to claim them. I want you to prove that I will do exactly what I say. In Psalm 34, verse 8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that he's good. In Malachi 3:10, prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. What he's saying is, I want you to hear my word, and then I want you to put me to the test. I want you to prove me. I want you to prove that I will do exactly what I promise you I will do. And so he puts in his word promises like Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. All these things, food, shelter, clothes. He said, you don't have to worry about any of that. You seek me first and my righteousness. I'll take care of all that. Now, that's God speaking to us. That's the Almighty, all-knowing God, Creator God, speaking to us. Just like he spoke to the shepherds through the angels, we got to have the same awe and know that this is God speaking to us. And he says, prove me. Seek ye first my kingdom and my righteousness, and see if I won't take care of everything that you need. He says in Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing. Don't worry about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And again, that is omnipotent God speaking to us, just like he spoke to the shepherds. And with the same sense of awe, with the same sense of wonder, we ought to hear God and say, he said it. He'll do it. Why should I worry about anything? Why should I be anxious about anything? Why should I be careful about anything? He said that by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving to make our requests known, and he'll answer them. He promises in Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. It's a promise from God. The same God who spoke to the shepherds, who with great fear said, this is God speaking to us. This is God speaking to us. He makes the promise and he says, prove me. Try me. Put me to the test and see if I won't do exactly what I say I will do. He promises in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, most of us here tonight have claimed that promise. We put God to the test. We've tasted and we've seen that he is good because we've called and he saved. We cried out and he saved. And again, every promise in this book, every principle of living that's in this book, it comes from God. And we need to hear it, and we need to prove him and put him to the test. And then number three, they testified. They testified. They heard from God. They proved God. And then they testified. They made known abroad the sayings which were told them concerning this child. Here's what they did. They said, hey, we heard from God. He said there was a baby born in Bethlehem. That baby was the Savior. And he said that if we went, we would find him in a stable, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And we went. And you know what? We found it exactly like God said it would be. God did exactly what he told us he would. And the Bible says, and all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. I wonder what people would do today if we would do the same thing that the shepherds did. If we would hear from God through this book. If we would believe him enough to put him to the test and claim the promises and then go out and tell others, hey, I want to tell you about my God. Not only does he tell me things in his book, in his word, but he does exactly what he promises to do. I think there'd be a lot of people, just like there was in the shepherd's day, that wondered. In other words, they said, I better check this out. Look, if Harry comes to me and said, preacher, I've discovered a cure for aching bones. I mean, it's this elixir. You can get it over there on Miller Road. And if you go and you get a little bottle and drink it, your bones will never ache again. You know what I'd do? I'd be going over to Miller Road. You want to go, Kelly? You want to go? I'd be going over to Miller Road. I'd be buying a little bottle of that elixir because Harry told me it worked. I'd be testing out that little bottle of elixir to help my aching bones. Now, I got to believe that if we did these things, three things, that if we, when we read this book, understood and realized that we were hearing from God. I mean, we look back at the shepherds and we say, man, I wish I could have been there. I wish I could have been sitting on in the hills that night. I wish I could have been with the shepherds. I wish I could have seen that angel. I wish I could have heard him say, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. I wish I could have been there, this is what we say, to see the sky filled with an army of angels, hearing them singing and glorifying and praising God. I wish I could have been there to hear from God that way. I submit to you tonight that we're better off than the shepherds because we can hear from God every day. We can hear from God anytime we want. And if we understood that through this book we can hear from him, and that he invites us to go prove him, to claim a promise, and see if he won't do exactly what he promises to do, and then just go out and tell people. I tell you what, if Harry found an elixir that cured aching bones, he'd be happy to tell the rest of us. Huh? And once we tried it for ourselves, we'd be happy to tell somebody else. Now, some of you are so young, you don't know, have any idea what I'm talking about aching bones yet, but most of you understand. But we'd be glad to share it because we found something that works. We have something that works, the Word of God. So they went back, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen. So let me close with this thought. So tomorrow we're going back to our routine. Tomorrow we're going back to our normality, so to speak. If we don't go back glorifying and praising God, maybe it's because, number one, we haven't heard. And again, God initiated the message from the angels. We can hear without God doing anything because we already have it. He's already given it to us. Now, yeah, I know the Holy Spirit, as we read this book, guides us and helps us understand it. But many times we don't hear because this book stays shut. Many times we don't hear because we don't initiate opening it up and hearing from God. And if we go back without glorifying and praising God, maybe we've heard, but we haven't seen. Because we don't claim the promises. We don't say, well, God said it. I'm going to try it and see what happens. Because I got to believe that the shepherds were no different from us. They heard, they saw, they testified, and they went back glorifying, praising God. I believe we can go back the same way if we do the same things. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for tonight. Again, thank you for each one that's here. And I pray, Father, that your word would speak to our hearts. I pray that, again, we would come to the realization that as we open this book and as we read it and as we hear it, we are hearing from you. We're hearing from our God. And I pray, Father, we would have the same sense of awe and wonder that the shepherds did as they sat on the hills that night, heard your message from the angels. I pray we'd have the same faith that they had to say, let's go, and let's go quickly, and let's see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And then, Father, as we see it, help us to tell others about it. Father, I pray if there's somebody here tonight that's never called on Jesus and asked him to save them, I pray they'd understand right now they're a sinner and they need a Savior, and Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. I pray they'd come in just a second. We could take the Bible and show them from the Bible how to ask Jesus to be their Savior. Bless this time of invitation. Again, Father, use it to build your kingdom. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.